Have no fear, young prince. I am here to save you from your evil captures.
I have never had the privilege to meet you face to face, sire. Please, allow me to introduce myself.
As soon as your parents found out that you had been kidnapped by that devious witch, all the knights in the kingdom were called upon to determine who would be suited for such a dangerous rescue mission. And I was the knight they chose. Seeing you up close for the first time, I have to say, I never thought you would be this small.
Forgive me, sire. I kneel humbly in your presence. The enemies who were holding you captive have been vanquished at my hand.
I can now safely escort you home. Before we leave, may I please ask you for a token of your gratitude? This tower was extremely well protected, and I was thinking some type of reward was in order.
A pouch of gold? But there is barely anything in here.
I carve my way through hordes, monstrous creatures, only for you to look down your nose and offer me loose change as compensation?
Oh, haha, don't spend it all at once.
I had no idea my prince had such a good sense of humor and such shallow pockets.
I've worked far too long and hard for this.
Years of horseback riding, archery, swordsplay, smithing, javelin throwing, swimming, climbing, and studying siege warfare.
I refuse to go through all that just to receive your pathetic insult of a reward.
There is something else you could offer me instead.
Strip. That's right. All your clothes. I want to see every patch of skin on your body.
You refuse?
I don't think you understand the balance of power between us. None of your servants are here to do your bidding. The only thing standing between your freedom is whether I decide to take you home with me. I could easily leave you here all alone. I would tell your parents you were dead when I got here. Do you think a little humility is worth dying over?
That's more like it. Leave your clothes on the floor and let me have a good look at you.
You might be a stingy, stuck-up prince, but you are undeniably cute. Hey, you watch your temper with me. I don't want to hurt you, but I will if I have to.
You don't think so?
Sweetie, you look like a dwarf compared to me. You're so small and fragile. I bet I could snap you in half like a twig.
Take off my armor. Now?
Good boy. Look at you obeying my orders. Not so high and mighty anymore.
I didn't say you could stop. Keep stripping me.
Is this making you hurt? You can make up any excuse you want, but a man's cock never lies. You like this?
Does the idea of getting bossed around by a tall, strong lady excite you?
Oh, don't be scared of my muscles.
I know I could crush you into paste if I felt like it.
But as long as you do exactly as I say, you have nothing to worry about.
Now, be a good boy and lie down on the floor, face up.
Get ready to put that mouth to good use. It's time I get a proper reward.
Gods above.
I almost forgot what it was like to have a man between my legs. Come on, little bitch. Lick me like you mean it. That's it. Oh, yes. How does it feel to get treated like a lowly servant? Don't be embarrassed. You were born to serve me like a queen. That tongue is only good for worshipping this pussy. Oh, yes. Get that tongue deep inside me. Just like that. Good boy. Hey.
You, royal types, can't go 5 minutes without making everything about yourself. Let me remind you, this is supposed to be my reward, not little Prince Jake of time. If just one of your fingers touches that cock again, I'll break your face on the floor. Got it?
Good. Now get back to licking. I can't hear you. If you want to breathe again, you will have to hurry up and make me come. Why don't you try licking my clit? That usually helps. Yes, that's the spot. Oh shit, I think I'm getting close. Are you ready? Huh, little bitch? Don't stop licking. I want you to make me come all over your fucking face. You were such a good boy for me, weren't you? You know what this means, right? You're my little bitch now. If I ever need my cunt licked, I'll exactly know who to look for. Now, go put your clothes back on.
I've got to get you home before your parents think I'm dead, and they send another knight to come get you. If you're a good boy and carry all my heavy gear for me on the journey back, I might let you come when we get home. Sounds good?
Then start walking, little bitch.